It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This morning, Mexican President Vicente Fox addressed a joint meeting of Congress. Fox called on lawmakers to allow more Mexican immigration and to find ways to give legal status to millions of Mexicans now working in the U.S. without official papers. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Vicente Fox got a hero's welcome as he majestically strode into a House chamber packed with members of both houses and the cabinet. They gave Fox a 3-minute standing ovation, and he gave them a carefully crafted plea for improving the often troubled ties between the U.S. and Mexico.
I stand before you today with a simple message. Trust needs to be the key element of our new relationship. I am aware that for many Americans and for many Mexicans, the idea of trusting their neighbor may seem risky and perhaps even unwise.
Fox said that more than 7 decades of authoritarian rule by a single party in his country had given Americans good reason for mistrust. But with his election last year as an opposition candidate, Fox said a new era has begun in Mexico.
The relationship between Mexico and the United States has changed in one fundamental way. True democracy in Mexico, for decades an unfulfilled dream, is now a reality.
The tall and lanky former Coca-Cola executive then honed in with a specific request. He asked Congress to show a gesture of trust by suspending for 3 years the United States' annual review of Mexico's drug-fighting performance. Fox then pressed further and asked Congress to take action on finding a way to give legal status, what he called regularization, to some 3 million Mexicans working in the U.S. without papers.
Regularization does not mean rewarding those who break the law. Regularization means that we will provide them with the legal means to allow them to continue contributing to this great nation.
Fox also asked Congress to allow more Mexicans to migrate legally to the U.S., but he did not set a deadline for action as he had yesterday at the White House when he called for an immigration accord by the end of this year. President Bush, who dodged questions yesterday about that deadline, said today he hears Fox's sense of urgency.
I hope to come forward with a program that that will pass the Congress that deals with guest workers. With some sense of normalization, and I'd like to do that as soon as possible.
Mr. Bush reiterated a promise to veto a transportation spending bill if Congress attaches restrictions on the entry of Mexican trucks into the U.S. Fox reminded Congress today that those trucks' entry is assured by treaty. Shortly before the speech, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle chided the White House for, in his view, not having followed through on earlier proposals to give undocumented workers legal status.
There appears to have been some backtracking, and I'm disappointed in the lack of progress we've been able to make so far. But we're willing to work, and we would not mind at all setting a goal of accomplishing meaningful change in immigration law before the end of this year.
But polls show a majority of Americans resist amnesty proposals, and Congress remains divided over how far to go in giving legal status to undocumented workers. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.